This is a CBC podcast.
Welcome to the CBC Book Club podcast. I'm your host, Erin Baltzer. Last week, we talked to Meg Federico about caring for her aging mother. This week, daughters are still caring for mothers, but we go from fact to fiction with Trevor Cole's Practical Jean. Jean Hormarsh spends months caring for her dying mother and cannot stand to see her in pain. But unlike Meg, who turned to writing as a way to work through her mother's death, Jean turns to, well, let's just say she turns to helping those she cares about the most. Jean dearly loves her family and friends, so much that she doesn't want to see them suffer like her mother did. When you love your friends like family, and your family's pain was too much to bear, what's a girl to do? Thanks for being here, Trevor.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Great. So we were doing some research on you before we invited you in. And yes, journalist, radio person, why did you decide to make the jump into fiction?
The first writing I ever did was for radio, for writing commercials. So they would be, they tended to be 30 seconds long. And I got very frustrated after a couple of years of doing that. I wanted to write longer. So I started writing for magazines. And so the first piece I wrote was about, I don't know, 800 words. And then I kept expanding that with every assignment until I was writing over 6,000 words for every story, it seemed. And even that wasn't enough. So I had bigger ambitions. And so I just, you know, novels seemed the way I wanted to go because there was really no limit.
Okay. Well, you've done three novels, and Practical Jean is your most recent one. How has your writing style or approach to writing changed over the course of that career?
I think I'm very comfortable writing from a point of view of humor, but humor based on sort of tragic circumstances or realistic circumstances, and then somehow stretched. At the moment, my style seems to work best when I am sort of uncovering the absurd and the ridiculous and the funny in circumstances that other people might not consider to be funny. So in the case of Practical Jean, it's death. I think what I realized first was that I wanted this dark tale, this dark quest, to be something that this woman would do out of love. So not revenge. Revenge is angry and evil and bad, and she's doing a bad thing for bad reasons. So that didn't interest me. But doing a bad thing for good reasons interested me. So then when I knew that that was the framework that I was settled on, then it was just a matter of waiting for the inspiration to rush in. And it did. It just, one day, I can't remember what I was doing, but it just flooded in. So I knew what my story was.
Well, your three books, they all have characters which are very much, they're distressed, they're depressed, and I think it's safe to say they're fairly neurotic. And I was just wondering why you choose to frame your stories through the lens of these types of characters.
There's something really interesting to me about people, characters, who are dead set on the wrong thing. So each of the novels that I've written so far have been based around a character going full bore in the wrong direction and getting themselves into trouble deeper and deeper as a result. And that was certainly true for Norman Bray and Gerald Woodlore, my second book. Again, he's after the wrong thing. And in the case of Practical Jean, she has this inspiration, which takes her down a terrible, terrible path. But she's absolutely committed to it. She has no doubts. And, you know, and other people are sort of forced to either deal with that or pay the consequences.
Okay. Well, Jean very much is inspired and driven by her relationship with her family and her relationship with her friend. I say these are the two cracks in which her life revolves. And I was just wondering if you could talk a little bit about exploring Jean's family and what her being an artist in a family of police officers, what that was like for you to get inside her head.
Whenever you have one thing that doesn't fit the others, there's an opportunity for friction and conflict, and that makes for an interesting story. So I knew that that was going to be the basis of a lot of, the sort of environment that Jean operated in. The thing that she had grown up dealing with was this notion of being an outsider in her own family. Her father is a police officer, her two brothers are police officers, and her mother, who just died at the beginning of the book, is a veterinarian. So similar in its sort of binary practicality, as opposed to an artist who, for whom everything is gray and freeform and inspirational. How did that affect Jean? How did she deal with that sense of aloneness in her own family, and how did it scar her? What did it leave her with? A sense of having feeling as though she'd never belonged, never been fully appreciated, never been truly embraced and loved by her mother, who just died, who she just cared for, and so that sense of loss and frustration and even anger about that is part of what's boiling underneath the surface with Jean. And I don't like to overstate it. I don't want to say that this is a book driven by anger. It's not. But you know, you have to have layers in things, and you can't it can't all be black and white and pat. So for me, it was interesting to layer in these conflicting thoughts. I mean, she loved her mother, but there were other things at play, you know.
Mm-hmm. And what about her relationships with her friends?
Well, because she didn't feel as though she belonged in her own family, it makes it easier for us to understand why her friends are so important to her, and why when she has her inspirational idea of how to prevent death and dying and you know, the pain of disease in somebody's life, why she would think that it was her friends she would want to save from that as opposed to her family. Mm-hmm. You would think you'd want to save the people who are closest to you. And in Jean's case, that's her friends, because she didn't have that with her family.
What are Jean's motives? Is it her relationship with her mother, her relationship with her friends, or a bit of both?
Her motives for what she does are based on what she's witnessed. She's spent 3 months dealing with her mother, taking care of her mother as she dies a terrible, painful death from cancer. We don't see that happen. We understand that it has happened as the book begins, and we get little glimpses of it, but we don't have to go through that the way Jean has. But she has always lived her life striving for beauty and sort of cultivating in herself a sort of exquisite impracticality, much to the frustration of her mother. And then Jean has to experience this terrible period in her mother's life, and where impracticality and beauty is out the window. She's got to deal with the dark, bitter tasks that attend to someone who's watching over someone who's dying. So that changes Jean, and that profoundly affects how she views her life. And, you know, that reflects to some degree my own experience. When my father died 5 years ago, it's a profound experience losing a parent, and especially in that way to a degrading disease like that. You think about mortality. You think about, what's the point of your life? What are you going to do with the rest of the time on Earth? And if you don't want to go out the way your parent went out, how are you going to address that? Jean wrestles with these things, and it's out of love, out of a sense of knowing the truth. She has seen something that none of her friends have seen. She's experienced it in a way that nobody else has. She knows what's coming, and if you know what's coming, how do you stand by and let your friends, the people you love, experience that kind of pain? To Jean, it's inhuman. She can't imagine allowing her friends to experience that. She's been there. She's seen it. She's not going to let it happen. And so it's a matter of, for Jean, figuring out the best way to give her, each of her friends, a wonderful send-off, a last moment of joy or beauty, the thing that Jean feels is the whole purpose of life is, you know, finding a beautiful, exquisite moment of joy, and then nothing else. That would be perfect for Jean, and she's going to deliver that without really discussing it with her friends. She's not going to ask their permission. She's just going to do it.
That was Trevor Cole, author of Practical Jean.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.